up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, and this is November 25th, 2012. The second hour of Parker Pathways. The call number is 800-313-9443. And the email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I want to thank all the new listeners for listening to Parker Pathways. The first hour is the basis of the new directives toward the Agenda 21 implementation of health, law, medicine, and basically rulemaking for who lives and who dies. This all has to do, of course, with the process of the development of food and the future of food as it stands in the world and way it will be in the future. And before you do that, you have to have process of financing. And, of course, the Basel III International Capital Accords are going on. This is will be a similar to a Dodd-Frank, Barney Frank bill on the closing of the small banks within the United States. Most banks in the United States are well capitalized, but they need to raise about $60 billion to meet the higher minimums under the proposed rules of Dodd-Frank, which is a lot of small banks will go under in the next 4 weeks particularly. The congressional delegation also met in the past 40 hours from Arkansas, Colorado, Mississippi, and Oklahoma. And these state banking regulators, through the Conference of the State Bank Supervisors, have shown opposition to the proposal of Basel III, which is an agreement with the United Nations on the control of banking in the United States. The banks have already taken in their view on the valuation of gold to equal the process of currency, so that it's they can either manipulate the money from the bank or have the process being able to borrow more against the gold that they have equated to the American dollar. So the bankers, with the FDIC Director Thomas Honing, have concluded that the United States may not implement Basel III, but they only have 12 more hours to make the decision. So as we speak, estimated 120 small banks in America will no longer exist in the next 4 weeks. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Showtime.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and this is RBN. We have very little limited time, and so I want to make sure I get the caller in that's called. Chris from Las Vegas. Are you there, Chris? Chris, are you there?
I am, Dr. Wynn. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
I'm enjoying your conversation this morning, and as always, you are tremendously studied. There are a couple of aspects, though, that I feel that you have not delved either deeply into enough or exposed completely, and that is the true global nature of this Agenda 21 pretext under the International Property Maintenance Code and the eventual inception of the Supreme International Council of Governing Commission czars who seek to rule over all of our lives in this new global one world order.
I exposed that on year 2007, 2008, 2009, had five shows on it, and 2010. And today, of course, the wording that I'm using for the implantation of property and the terms of which also I'm going to be getting into this hour, concerning what property means, also food, is called the Global Forum. And the Global Forum is even more powerful. These are similar to the czars that Obama has. In other words, when Obama's first cabinet was really made with the model of the Global Forum, and he had social communists as czars. Van Jones was one of them. And the whole process was they openly told the world that the whole purpose is to destroy America from the inside and the global inside and then rebuild it. into the social system that you're referring to. So, no, this is over a period of time. I made the decision last Parker Pathways, the last Sunday, after the Myanmar, what I knew was really going to go on, and in terms of the Obama trip, and which is why I turned down interviewing the President of the United States. And the thing comes down, I didn't ask to interview him, by the way. I have medals coming to me, and I'm supposed to be in a ceremony of something I did centuries ago, and I won't be in the same room with him.
Well, I certainly applaud your decision to turn down what many would perceive to be as an unequalable opportunity, although I certainly understand deeply how important our values are and not supporting those who are directly opposed to our values.
Absolutely. You take Ron Paul's farewell speech on the floor of the House of Representatives. If you look at that speech, you know, it brings you to tears, because the whole thing comes down to, here's a guy that's been on the floor of the House of Representatives for 23 years, exposing the concept of the interaction between the corruption of the Senate and the House, plus the global process. And he always said that the only thing about him, you know, he had his foreign policy was a little skewed, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that the man told the truth. And the fact is, and the truth is the process that we have given too much power to people who are more than corrupt. I mean, they'll come out and they'll say a good game. We're for the people. We're for the defendant. But those, as long as I get an Obama phone, I'm going to vote for you. And I'm not simplifying it. That's exactly what the story is. Imagine today is Sunday, Chris. You realize I'm exposing 9 major things that are going to affect our life forever that were signed last week. Well, the guy's in a plane, of which they're not going to allow air travel under Agenda 21, only to the czars who are of the neighborhood of the global forum. Imagine this. We're looking at tomorrow morning in the United States of America, the formalization of you have, and this is part of the global system, to have a license, which is called under the United Nations Agenda 21 presentation on the floor of the Senate tomorrow, is called credentials to grow food.
Well, you're exactly
think about that.
Dr. Wynn.
Think about that.
The new edicts that are being put out through the State Department through their new forms required to get a passport to leave the country are more personally intrusive and comprehensive than a TSSBI, a top secret background investigation.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely true. That's absolutely correct. Yes. And not only that, they have the warrant, the new regulations have it on the process that they can collect your DNA before you leave the country.
Absolutely.
Just think about that. I'm going to be talking about that. I must get that in today, because I have everything. It has to do with reproduction, the change of the gene system that's implemented into the new healthcare system, the development of who lives and dies in the IPAD board, advisory board. And imagine the people are going to be selected for 15 human beings, bureaucrats, to determine if you live or die, and that's going to be in the process of the Senate subcommittee hearings for nomination. Think of the list. I have the list in front of me that the public doesn't have. And I was told by the government I am not to tell the public the name of those people. And the people that are on this list are the most evil human beings that you want to dig out of the bottom of a stinking wine barrel. And I want to tell you something. The whole thing comes in that people don't wake up from the Myanmar trip and where it's going, and the people, the way they voted for this president and the process of this, then we it's time, as Ron Paul said, and also Behold a Pale Horse on that DVD. I'm not pushing the DVD. You can buy it on the online RBN store. The whole thing comes down to the fact that you see the wording that these people are putting out in the violation of the Constitution, and they expose it in terms of these patriots on that DVD and Ron Paul and the rest of these people, I swear to God, if you don't get the message now, then it's time to revisit your values. That's my. I'm not saying that to you, Chris. I'm saying that to the audience. They got to really get a damn grip on what the hell's going on here.
Well, and they must understand that the word terms are so treacherous and that they are so nebulous that they can mean anything, and they have special meanings devised for the rest of us that we are not aware of.
That's right.
For instance, all powers of government are not separated. They are assimilated as a criminal force against the American people to destroy this country.
Mm-hmm.
There
That's
is
right.
no separation of powers. The Supreme Court, the Senate, the Congress are all assimilated, and all the different agency actors are a military force posed to destroy this country.
That's exactly right. Those are that is exactly the point that you're making. And the thing is, that's why FEMA is Obama's personal army. That's why the Supreme Court justice made the wording in the terms of Obamacare so it would be possible for the destruction of the United States of America, that we wouldn't have interstate activity as vied from the United States Congress. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 8, destroyed. You know what they destroyed it with? The American Inventors Act, which they took the first to conceive concept of an idea and innovation, which destroys America. Destroys America. You can't take it.
The American Inventors Act is strictly a pre-discovery scheme that invites a government to steal any idea that they deem meritorious or valuable or too valuable for the people to have or mm-hmm. to be have for themselves.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, why do you think that I'm booked? I'm booked unrealistically 4 years in advance that people want to talk to me, have the fun on how to develop their idea in terms of the thing, that not just some old thing about filing a patent. We're talking about innovation and the concept of ideas and how to protect them and how to work it within this global new world order. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm against 900,000 patent attorneys in China physically. They have built the buildings to train these people to be able to first to invent over America's ideas. And how do you think that's going to affect, quote, jobs in the United States of America? Where in the hell do you think you're going to get those jobs? Well, who's going to train people to be into the new world order? See? How are they going to do that? And the only way you can do it is, of course, you take the money from the other countries and you put it in to train them. No, we're in deep trouble. We are in so much trouble. We're in trouble with our genes and the rest of it. And you know, you have the process of Bill Gates, and had his meeting in Rome, Italy, where he put the Rome-based agendas for food and agriculture and the development of new ideas under another world order. And he did that not anymore. What's the date? I got the exact confidential notes. November 21st. November 21st. That was Wednesday, Chris. That was Wednesday.
Well, Bill Gates' genetic pedigree comes specifically from the Tavistock Institute's transhumanist and eugenicist like Margaret Singer.
Well, he kind of was a dropout from Harvard, you know. You know what I mean? He was a dropout from Harvard. You know, you got to listen, Chris, I'll tell you, I got to go. But
Thank you so much, Dr. Wynn. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you very much.
Shouting the truth.
Thank you, and thank you for listening. Call again. One of the things that I wanted to mention before that very good call from Chris from Las Vegas, on the Obama administrative rules, which also occurred on Wednesday, the people that were controlling from Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association put forth a thing that's what's called the codes. You have the ICD-10s codes. Of course, these codes are set up for the development of being able to code for the new mental disorders, which will be examined and put under the United Nations. Now, the Affordable Care Act is based upon the concept, let's say, of Sebelius, who is heading by. She gets a private plane, by the way, under the United Nations New World Order. She gets her own plane. She's saying, well, this will keep the insurance from using claim history and health status, gender or occupation to increase premiums. Yeah, unless you're in the government exchange hospital, of which your health care and electronic medical record and carbon footprint is in their computer. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Showtime.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways. And the call number is 800-313-9443. And we're racing against the clock. We got to get a few things in. I kind of jumped over the fence on that. Couple of things, you know, they ask. And the entry exam for Master of Business Administration, which companies are trying to seek, and they say, well, we're only going to take people from the best universities. And, of course, I always thought that was a mistake, but that's just my view. It's just a private view. If you met some of these MBAs, they're about as socialist as the thing. They all should just go to the United Nations and give up their passport and go to work for them. They're that devious. They're all in the same thing. They just want, you know what the difference of the NBA is today? This is my private view. See, all these guys, and the women now, of course, you've got about 45% women in the NBAs. They all got these value systems that hasn't changed since the 70s or 80s. The car names are different. They still want the shiny car. They still want to live in the process of the Highlands. They still want to have the guy still looking for his trophy wife and the whole thing. And the women are all looking for some guy. They'll just, I don't want to get married. I just want to live in a high rise and anything, you know, and have, they're starting to talk like the men used to talk in the 70s and 80s. I was asked by Dartmouth University, what question would I ask the MBAs that are coming in, you know, for the new corps? I'm deviating from my show here, but I think it's important. The question is, which item is more valuable than gold in a crisis? A, guns. B, silver. C, seeds. Excuse me. I'll give you the answer at the end of the show. That's the question. And it looks innocent on the surface because it has to do with economics, behavioral science, called psychology inverse and gestalt therapy, and the process of the development of value system. And it also indicates dominance and recessive in behavior. One question. I'll repeat the question. Which item is more valuable than gold in a crisis? A, guns. B, silver. C, seeds. Now remember, gold is part of the fourth choice. It's going to be interesting what your answer might be if you want to call in and give an answer. Now, in the process of the idea of the Jobs Act, this is an act which is called Jump Start Our Business Startups. It was passed into law in April of this year, and the idea is that we'll allow startups and small businesses for the first time. Actually, they can advertise their investment offerings as IPOs only as long as there are accredited investors are permitted to invest. So in other words, let's say an accredited investor is usually a corporation or an individual that must have a net worth of more than $1 million or an annual income greater than $200,000. And this exclusive group are the only ones to be able to invest in first time on small business. This is called the Rule 506. And the idea under Rule 506 that more than five times is 160 some billion dollars raised in global investment public offerings are going to be estimated to be in the pool. Well, who do you think is an accredited investor? How do you become a credentialed, quote, person in the accredited investor? Well, you have to belong to the United Nations in order to do that. So Rule 506 is a process of a statutory cap on the amount of money of the startup of any kind of small business. What do you think carries this country? The small business carries it. You got regulations. By the way, out of the 14,000 some control of food, water, and the cap and control and carbon system, 14,000 regulations that have been written out of that, there'll probably be 8,000 or 9,000 that actually go into effect. And by the way, these government regulations don't have to have public comment. Now, you take Sebelius in terms of running Health and Human Services on Wednesday. Well, we'll put this out in terms of our control of the healthcare system. We'll have a 90-day comment period during which the government and then participants can negotiate. Who does the negotiation? They use the same word. You have to be an accredited investor shareholder. That United Nations term, shareholder. That's what you see in your little pamphlet for water rate increase. Shareholder. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Showtime.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. William Parker, and the process of the future of food supplies and the process of OB growth of cooperatives. In other words, farmers under the new global system, which is going to be implemented, and this will also be under the United Nations, it will be in cooperatives. You have to have a license to have a credential to grow food. And number two, you have this science and technology czar, Dr. John Holden's original policy. If you remember, not only put sterilants in the drinking water, but also to reduce the population, but also the idea of having a to have a license to have a third child. That's been on the floor of the House and Senate now for a long time, and this will be put forth in the new Obama regime, that's already been written up and done. We have to move very quickly here in terms of the thing I want to talk about. This is food. That there's a movement that which is called depriving yourself. You'll see this. The United Nations has these policies, not only the SIPA conflict, which is the toilet fountain shape is to have children drink recycled water by using a spoon. This has been going on now. It's from the second, fifth grade. It's in Minneapolis today, the SIPA conflict. Also, the depriving of yourself of food. You'll see these policies that are being implemented Monday, you know, no meat. Friday, deprive yourself of other foods. Develop fasting on Thursdays. And the implementation as of this is that the high levels of the IGF-1, which are interferon, glucose, protein, and peptide moieties that control glucose in the blood, again, and as far as the United Nations is concerned, they wish to control that IGF-1 gene signal, the same as they wish to do for something else I'm going to be bringing up in a few minutes. But the whole thing is the idea of saying, well, this is good for you, it's going to help you, we're going to control diabetes type 2 in terms of the fact we're going to, the IGF-1 will lower the potential of these protein restriction systems with these calorie restriction systems that we're going to develop under the process of this, and then only certain people will be able to have the license to be able to grow the food of which you will be able to have in the deprivation. Of course, the American Journal of Cardiology, volume 102, page 814, is very telling in terms of how people lost weight and they had the process of their risk of getting diabetes and coronary heart disease was reduced as a result of taking in more food. There is, on the surface of that, there isn't any problem with that model if you had it as a model. But when you have an emplacement in terms of enforced calorie adjustment on what was called fasting for the cure of disease by Dr. Linda Hazard, who had some training as a nurse, and the rest of it was garbage. But the thing comes down to the fact of changing the brain system in terms to have, in the terms of, this is not about food. This is about the carbon footprint. And this is part, as I opened my first hour, talking about the EPA's designation of the carbon footprint and the policy of it. See, when you buy air that's polluted and call it polluted air and it's a carbon that we're adding in terms that we're buying and selling, keep in mind that the person who bought the credit for the pollution can still pollute against that value. It's like hedging a stock. It's like buying options in the stock market. It's based on the supply and demand of the buyers and sellers who drive the price. So this is the way human beings will be dealt with in exactly the same way, using the Japanese Jakakusa hedge candlestick hedge fund mathematics and the determination of what I mentioned to you in 2008. The whole process of the human value is the process of who lives and dies is based on a sliding economy of scale, which at 2008 was $1.2 million for each person. If you exceed or decrease on that, the time that you're born to the time that you die. If you exceed or run in the sliding scale, then you are not going to live. That's it. And that's why they use the age as the determination, as they did in the mammogram study, for females getting mammograms. the same philosophy. Okay. Let's get into terms of the correlation of the determination of chloramine added to the drinking water, which is what where I started this journey of organ mistransplants and the determination of tissue rejection on the immunological antigen antibody panel. Now, the whole process of this, you add chloramine in the process of those studies. I did all of these human studies, peer-reviewed. I peer-reviewed all of these 900-some studies on humans that done before 1989, before the EPA placed the chloramine in the drinking water. And the process of the fact that there were sperm deformities in terms of determining, this was part of the Camp Lejeune expose that I put out there, which had been going on for 12 years before I came on the scene in the year 2003. So the whole thing, and exposed nationally to this country, the addition of chloramine and its biochemical damages to the human body. Now, that's then, that's now. Now we come back and we finally come into the fact of of the fact that the sperm has what's called a protamine. Now, this causes protamines, they can cause a sperm, what's called chromatin, to compact, and its deficiency is associated with this very poor fertilizing ability. A protamine is a protein with an amino acid moiety, which is on the sperm head. And the whole process of this is if you change that, you change the motility and the process of what's called the compacted sperm chromatin that has what's called, they change histones, they're called, in somatic cells. These are very important in terms of discerning how fertility can take place. Now, if you, long ago, in terms of the process, it's the egg, it's the ovum that the female, that actually sets the magnetic field for the sperm to be able to find the right magnetic field using the process of the development of the protamine, which is on the sperm chromatin of itself. Now, you take that piece of information and add it to the process of adding sterilants to the drinking water to destroy the population. You are talking about John Holden's committed in the process of development of the decrease of sperm mobility and the formation of chlorine dioxide in the water and in the drinking water and the kinetics of the formation of the hydrofluorous acid and bromides, which are necessary for the process of sperm to function. Now, you also affect the chlorine monochloramine acid on the gastrointestinal tract. If you change the bacteria in the terms of the human, you are also changing the gastrointestinal protamines, which are on the signal on the relation of serum lipids in older white women and men on their reproductive capacity. So if you change, let's take that piece of information now and add it to the other. The idea here is that men lose the ability to make sperm after a chemotherapy activity in cancer. In order to, they want to regain their fertility in some way. So stem cells are being used in the determination of how to activate the process of fertility in males. Now, if you have there is always a process in the male. You got to understand that the male is always producing sperm, no matter what the age. So the whole process of this is this is another reason why feminists want to get rid of men in the science world. Because they don't want more sperm. They don't want that reproductive capacity where they're interested in lesbianism and gays and all of the other kind of social models thinking, but they forget, as I always say, I say it to women, I say it to professionals, I say it to the government, I say it to the Beltway, it takes sperm. You have to have sperm to make this whole process of evolution continue. You cannot discuss getting rid of the Y chromosome on males in the terms of the process and using sperm cells to make that work that particular way. So what you have here is that if you destroy the protamines and change a stem cell research system, which is called the spermatological stem cells that are evolving as a result of trying to reproduce the chromatins in the sperm itself, which it can do. Those science cells system and the fertilizing of eggs can produce healthy embryos, and that has been shown in research at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine in Pennsylvania. They're using the stem cell to overcome the process of the attack, as I call it, on the sperm directly as a process of these new world order protamine deficiency plants. So now we take that, we take that piece of information, and we place this within the framework of developing philosophies that are bogus. What's the first bogus? What's the first bogus in terms of having to have you think in terms of your world and your environment as survival. It's climate change, of course. That was the whole point of climate change in the first development of what they called the global warming. It was to change the pattern by the United Nations process of the recorded heat and cold changes that would affect the food production, the extreme weather that is occurring, not telling the public that every 150 years these things happen. Now, the whole process is that it may be happening faster now, and you know why it's happening faster now? Because we have more water. What kind of water? We have salt water. What is salt water? Salt water is no longer your ma and pa's salt water. It has mercury in it. It has radiotides in it. It has a process of what is called the depletion of human radon from the human body in it. And why are ocean organisms and animals dying? Because they can't equal the electrolyte balance of the other process. Now, I know the people that listen to this show, I can count on it like clockwork. They're going to have in their newsletters, got to take this, vitamin D, take our electrolytes, bump yourself into sodium bicarbonate and magnesium, take this other crap that you got in terms of having new tablets and everything. Oh, chemotherapy doesn't work. GMO doesn't work. The process of genetic development doesn't work. Well, if it didn't work, you would not be able to go to any supermarket in this country and find vegetables. We have 90% of the food on our planet is already modified for the better. And that's the process. How, your question I put to you, how much better do you want the sperm to be? Now, you think that might be some comedian question. That's some kind of philosophical piece of BS that we're putting out and saying, oh, you scientists, you don't know where you think. No, take a look at your injury of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Take a look at the regulations that they're placing on small business and the process of the handicap. Take a look at the regulations on the process of the tax law, which goes into effect on Wednesday. 21 taxes on small businesses. What do they all have to do with? They all have to do with the interrelationship of the Occupational Safety and Health Act, the Disability Act, the Obamacare, the process. If you're in a small business, you've got to pay 3.8% of your profit, not adjusted profit, profit to the United States government for redistribution of the wealth. I say it to you, and it's in my opinion on Parker Pathways. That's my opinion. You can go shove it. The thing comes down to the fact I'm not going to redistribute the wealth to somebody that is sitting on the stoop wanting an Obama phone or wanting Obama money or wanting the process, and they have God aspects in the Hispanic community where they have candles and they worship him like a god. Let me tell you something. The process is the thing you want to talk about God. I'm not being religious on you. Go and talk to these people and behold a pale horse and the Johnny Daniels music and listen to his words. And listen to the process of what is going on in the terms of being able to development of understanding the science of things. You know, people talk about the future of water purification and the whole process of it. I analyze intellectual property. And I'm going to tell you something, that the whole process of the new developments for water purification is an absolute joke. And you know why it's a joke? Because it's also controlled by the EPA's history of the drinking water treatment regulations, which were published in February 2000. The top developments that are going on in water purification have to do with ozone, ultraviolet, reverse osmosis, carbon nanotubes, and chlorine, which should not even be on there. Chlorine shouldn't even be on there. And the whole thing comes down to that the newer developments that the public will never see under the basic present system, except under the processes controlled by the global New World Order, are hollow fiber membranes, all right, carbon nanotubes, which are totally different than this whole business of carbon filters within the water purification system, and they haven't worked. They're still using 22 feet of coconut hair and the process of carbon fibers within aquaculture in medicine to this day. And, of course, the forward osmosis technologies and the mixed oxidants are very valuable in the coming system. We have to go against the world on first to file to make those inventions work. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, for the close-off of our second hour.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we only have a few minutes. I wanted to talk about the decay of the Higgs particle, which is very important for the survival of human beings and everything else on the Earth. But first, before we do that, I only have a few seconds. I want to get caller Tammy from Texas. Tammy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Parker. Thank you. This is a very fascinating topic, and I was wondering if you had a website.
No, I don't. The reason I don't have a website is because, and the truth is, because the EPA makes sure I don't have a website.
I see.
Yeah, so that's why I work the other. I will have a website, though, when I develop. I'm going to be developing a very different kind of website in the future, and which has to do on the show for the real world system for evaluation of other kinds of properties, you know, inventive properties and that type of thing. But otherwise, my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I receive 2,000 or 3,000 emails a show, and I make sure that everybody gets answered in some form. I group the information in so that you get something back. Eventually, it's either going to be on the show or, you know, or personally. So,
okay.
Could you,
know, you repeat that website?
It's kwati at sbcglobal.net.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, and I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate you listening.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One of the things that we have in the steps in the of the Higgs particle, the big question, of course, is does it decay? In other words, this is a particle. It's the formation of the creation of all things as it stands now, and as creation in a natural way of a virtual particle fluctuation, which has been decided by theoretical physics folks for a long time. And the answer is that the behavior expected of this Higgs particle from this accelerator in CERN is that it behaves in the model that they expected. And the current situation is that it does decay in pairs of what's called W and Z bosons and photons. And also it decays in a heavy matter particle, such as what's called a TOZ or a bottom quark. And it does decay into all these standard particles at the expected rates. Now, this puts forth the process of the determination, how does this create and how coincidentally does this apply to sperm? Exactly the same. The process of the boson that's been determined in the NASA projects for sperm and outer space experiments are the same. Question, does reincarnation occur within the sperm or the ovum? I'm going to discuss this on the next program. I want to thank everyone that's listening, the station, and the producer of this show. And I want to thank the people that I dearly love and that love us. Support RBN, and a great big kiss to the desert and the cactus of the world of the great creation. God bless America.